Welcome back to We Are All Storytellers. I'm Zoe Watson, and this week's episode we have four pieces of flash fiction from Shireen MacArthur, starting with a piece titled Tides. So enjoy.
Tides. She held the seashell in her hand, gently caressing scallops and whorls, wondering at the broken edge. Which had come first, the crack or the death, the trodding foot or the gentle release? Chiding herself for wool gathering, she flipped the seashell into the surf and turned toward the huddle of people on the windswept beach. Long black greatcoats and furled umbrellas heralded more gravity than she could handle. The urns sat ponderously at their feet, not sinking quickly enough into the sand. Suddenly, she wished for the seashell back again, so she might scoop out the ashes, one broken shellful at a time, wondering how grandmother's ashes would taste well salted. Red. The knife lay heavy in his hands, its bright, flexible blade catching the late afternoon sun. With a sigh, he strode upstream and crouched on a sandbar, slicing the bank with a savage twist of his wrist, then allowing the frigid water to begin cleansing the blade. Reaching out, he palmed a handful of sand, briskly finishing the process with careful precision. As he stood, his eyes roamed the rusty hillsides. Untucking his flannel shirt, he dried the blade and sheathed it at his waist. The shirt claimed water from his fingers as he tucked it away, but he crouched again to cup his hands and drink. Still crouched, he swiveled his head, listening. The cry was faint but clear. It was time to move on. Uncharted territory. Stirring yeast, water, and flour into a goopy pulp, her mind wandered far beyond the kitchen counter, out the garden gate and up the frost-tinged hillside. Her son would be returning soon, bearing the fruit of his own labor, be it a few ground squirrels on a string, or the possum's son or daughter. They would eat something resembling bread and meat, though not the feasts she liked to remember. What should be a fruitful season was ringed instead with fire, cutting off roads and driving every animal into uncharted territory. The brochures gleamed on the counter of the bar, mocking her dreams. Without a new transmission, all roads were useless to them. Looking up from putting bread into the oven, she watched her son come across the field, his hands empty. Was even meat too much to dream for? He saw her through the window and smiled, breaking into a trot and reaching into his pocket. She went out on the porch, a frown on her face, wiping her hands on her faded apron. In his palm, her son held a marble of gold. Abundance. He frowned up at the tree, puzzled by the paradox of full fruit and fresh flowers. Never had the world felt so foreign. Behind him, the children cavorted about their mother like drunken bees, no rhyme or reason to their buzzing between one wonder and the next. "Papa," his youngest exclaimed, running toward him, "have you ever seen such big bananas?" "No, I haven't," his father replied. "Are they yellow enough to eat?" "Not yet," his son replied, turning to dash toward the road. "Let's camp here until they're ready." Watching his son dart away, the father breathed deeply of the heavy, humid air. What would it take, what would it cost, to camp here until his life ripened? I don't know what to hope for, he said to himself, staring at an abundance of oranges. Perhaps ripening is enough.
And that's it for this week's episode. If you want to learn more about Shireen or about the podcast, you can visit us online at weareallstorytellers.com. And be sure to connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Also, a side note, the bonus episode is delayed, obviously. It's not out yet. So it'll be out this week. So please stay tuned for that. I'm Zoe Watson. I'll see you next week.